Jimmy, The Journey Has Just Begun was Natty Nation's first album, and they were actually the 12th cover of Maximum Inc. Music Magazine that very year. It was December 1996.
Oh, wow.
Wow, there's some history for you right there.
That's right. We're just a small-knit family here in the music scene of Madison, Wisconsin. Hey, Aaron Conkle is the longtime keyboardist for Madison reggae legends Natty Nation. And recently, his equipment was stolen from his automobile at a show up in Minneapolis.
Ooh.
Now, with a GoFundMe in place, which will never replace a prized instrument, Aaron Conkle is here to give us information to keep our eyes and ears open and tell us about it. Aaron, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thanks so much for having me. What's up, Madison? How you doing?
You know, it's just a terrible situation, something that all musicians almost fear. And we wish you were here under better circumstances, but you experience the horror that all musicians worry about and some face. It's a reality of gigging. In simple terms, just tell us what happened.
Well, I played a gig at Dakota Jazz Club in Minneapolis with the People Brothers Band. Sold out, phenomenal show. It was just an absolutely great venue, the staff, food, everything was beautiful. It was a great night. Went out, went to an after party at a rooftop. It was great. Went to Pizza Luce for some late night pizza. Yeah, it was just one of those like great nights. And I'd played the night before with Natty Nation and in La Crosse at the Popcorn Tavern. So it was just like a great weekend of music on the road, classic. And then went and stayed at a hotel that just right by the Dakota Jazz Club. Fancy hotel, and got there about 2:30 in the morning, went to sleep, woke up, got a late checkout, 1 o'clock, which is like, you know, a luxury in our world, since we get there so late, you know.
Right.
Saw that my tailgate was ajar, opened it up, and wow,
just
all gone.
Now, you said that they had a really nice parking garage, and you're actually parked in the parking garage.
Mm-hmm.
So they've got film.
Nope. No cameras.
Nope.
No cameras?
Seriously? Yeah, you would think so,
oh,
right?
Man.
Such a helpless
God.
Feeling. I mean, I don't know if we've all been, but I personally have witnessed or been part of, you know, my house being robbed once.
Mm-hmm.
Walking in and seeing stuff gone. It's a horrible feeling, man, when your stuff has been stolen and you've been invaded, basically.
Yeah, it's like a deep sense of like violation of personal space, and yeah, there's really no unless you've been through it, there's really no way to explain it.
Tell
yeah.
us about the instrument that cannot be replaced.
Okay, well, so it's a Moog Prodigy, but it was broken in a way. It's like the pitch bend was actually like it, for whatever reason, it didn't do the pitch bend. It did a different thing where it like kind of like changed the timbre of it. So it was kind of go like, whoa, whoa. So like even if I get another Moog Prodigy, it's not going to be the same. And
go
I've
ahead.
Had that
oh,
since man. I was since 1999. I got it the early days of eBay.
Oh,
wow.
That's heartbreaking.
You know, I've had it forever since way before I joined Natty Nation. And it's like my favorite thing. Like I just recently posted a video of me playing it, you know, cause I was like, you know, the mama synthesizer player of the year last year or whatever. And I was
so
like,
well,
I should probably
congratulations on that. Well, that video
you.
Could come in handy then.
Well, right.
So we can
yes,
all
exactly.
see what this thing looks
yeah.
like.
Yeah. Yeah. It's right on my Instagram just at Akeysy, AKEYSY.
Well, I'm sorry to hear all that. That just stinks all the way around.
Thank you.
Fellow keyboardist in the music scene, Joe Burby, quickly set up a GoFundMe campaign to help you out. So thanks, thanks for that, Joe. So what does it mean to you to have that kind of support?
There's really no words. It's like the most humbling thing. I just called him because I knew it happened to him when he was in Chicago a few years ago. And I was like, what do you do? Like, I just like, you know, my mind's kind of jumbled. Yeah. Like I made the police report, filed the insurance, like did all the things. But I was like, you know, hey, like what else is there to do? And then, you know, he was like, well, yeah, you know, like we'll take care of you. And I was like, oh, okay, whatever. And then like, by the time I got home, he had posted it and set it all up. Cause I was five hours away. I spent all day doing the police report and everything. By the time I got home, it was already a bunch of money. People were donating. It was like,
oh, that's wonderful.
And like, at this point it's like so much money. It's insane. I'm like so humbled.
The amount of support and love that comes from our music scene. I mean, we were talked about this last week with the American Dead, with that GoFundMe or Kickstarter. And it's just amazing when people give like that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's like, you know that people support you, but to actually like see like, and like, just like the messages that I'm getting, the personal messages from people I've never heard of, people I haven't talked to in, you know, decades, you know, just like sending in a bunch of money and just saying nice things and sharing it. And like, you know, just talking about what I mean to them. You know, it's like, you usually don't hear that stuff.
Right.
And so like,
right.
That's huge blessing.
How do we find the GoFundMe? What's the name of it?
It's called Aaron Stolen Keyboard Fund.
Perfect. Perfect. So what else got stolen besides the Moog?
My Nord Electro 2, which had all kinds of saved sounds in it. Like, especially like, I used to be in a band called Star Persons, and we had like, you know, like two full banks of sounds that I have would only use
all
for that
labor,
band.
All those hours.
And just like the comfortability of like being on stage, playing your own rig and like knowing which button to press, like when you want to do a certain thing, I'm going to like, you know, learn new instruments and they'll be great. And, you know, super thankful for all the money, the resources and the ability to rebuild my rig, but it's just not ever going to be the same.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's just brutal.
Right now, the GoFundMe is at 208 donors. Whew. And the amount raised so far is $11,940 out of $15,000 for a goal. That's pretty amazing.
It is.
And all you have to do is I just went to Google. I typed in Aaron Stolen Keyboard Fund, and it popped right up. If you can, if you're listening to the show tonight, help a brother out and maybe pitch in a couple of bucks. It'd be very nice of you to do that. Aaron, what's coming up with Daddy Nation? What kind of shows do you have coming up?
So our next show in Madison is 420. It's our
what? 420?
Our 420. I know. You never would have thought. At the High Noon Saloon with Dub Foundation, Polyrhythmic Roots, which is my other band. Dub Foundation, Ja Boogie, just did a lead singer of Natty, just did a solo album with Dub Foundation. Which you guys have featured here. And then also DJ Trichrome.
And I noticed that your sponsors are very familiar to us.
Yeah.
Honeybee Cannabis.
Mm-hmm.
And also Ignite Glass and Gifts.
An hour ago.
Yeah. And so nice. let's legalize Wisconsin, Indigenous Cannabis Industry Association, and the great Midwest Hemp Fest as well.
Nice. So. Sweet. That shows where again? I didn't catch
that. At the High Noon Saloon.
Wait, what was the date again? I didn't catch that.
420, which is a Saturday this year.
Nice. Which is a tradition for Natty Nation to play the High Noon on 420, is it not?
It is. It's not quite the annual tradition like Black Friday is or Bob Marley's birthday, which we do those every year. 420, just generally when it like lands close to a weekend.
I like your two examples, Black Friday and Bob Marley. Well, two things that could
Black
be.
Black Friday and Green
right.
Friday.
Well, yeah, I mean, Black Friday is like, you know, it's like our antithesis. Yeah. You know, like, this is like the anti-Black Friday show. You know.
So another little factoid about 420.
Yes.
So April 20th in Madison is Ben Mazel Day.
Yes, it is.
And we played the first Ben Mazel.
That's right.
Yeah, at the Barrymore Theater. Barrymore, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Aaron, thank you so much for coming in tonight, sharing your story with us. I'm sorry this happened to you, but I think the community is rallying around you to get you back in your feet and get some new instruments, man.
I super appreciate it so much. Thank you guys for having me, and thanks to the whole Madison community.
All right. Let's do some more Natty Nation right now. It's a brand new world. It's almost 420. A new world I die, where we want.